Hi, my name is Dakiron, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, guidance, support at Dakiron.com, and of course, videos on my YouTube channel. And podcasts on my podcast site, The Master Keys of Creation, to help you easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. The Master Key to Creating Abundance. Feel prosperous regardless of physical reality. The key to physical prosperity is emotional prosperity, because you've got to feel prosperous regardless of the physical evidence of your wealth or the lack of physical evidence of your wealth. Whatever you desire, you've got to feel emotionally prosperous, whether it's money or lovers or success or creativity or health or fitness or knowledge, whatever. If you want an abundance of lover in your bed, well, you've got to feel an abundance of lover, even if your bed is empty. If you want an abundance of health and fitness, you've got to feel an abundance of health and fitness, even if your health and fitness are currently less than desirable. Similarly, in regards to money, if you want to be rich, you've got to feel rich regardless of the abundance of riches or lack of riches that you have. So, how can I feel prosperous, rich in abundance, in money or lovers or health, etc., etc., when what I desire does not exist, or what exists is undesirable? When I have a lack of things that I desire, or a bunch of things that I would really not like to have, or I'd like some serious improvement upon. All right, so here we go. Step one is to pay no attention to what currently exists in your physical reality, and instead think mainly about what you would like to exist in your physical reality. Especially enjoying the emotional feelings of being, doing, and having those wonderful things in your life. And especially think about why you want your desire, because the why gets you into a beautiful feeling state. And a feeling state is an indication of what you're vibrating. And what you're vibrating is what creates what you want. And there are countless reasons why you want what you want, but each separate reason always boils down to feeling good, because the only reason anyone wants anything is because they believe it will feel good to be, do, or have it. So why do you want the money, success, and riches? Well, so that you can experience the ease and freedom of wealth, because you have no worries and no stresses about how to pay for this or that, and your debts are paid, and you've got the relief from that. You can buy what you want and do what you want when you want, and you can travel and have freedom and lots of free time and to play and be creative and do whatever inspires you to do. And so why do you want those things? Well, because it will feel good. And describing the why you want what you want gets you into an excited, prosperous, expecting state of joyful abundance, because you're imagining that you know having fun with the money and the lover and having fun with your fit, sexy, healthy body. And of course that feels good and feels exciting. Because the fact of the matter is, you can't manifest the riches and the success and wealth and fitness or the lover that you want right this second. But you can feel great about those desires right this second by enjoying the thoughts and therefore the feelings of those things being in your life. And that is how you create what you want. Not through action, but with thought. One delicious, juicy, fun, exciting thought at a time. Because thought creates vibration, and your emotions are an indication of those vibrations. And good feelings indicate positive vibrations, which indicates your thinking positive, joyful, abundant thoughts. So why do you want the health and the fitness and the vitality and the longevity in your body? So that you can feel energized and feel good. And be able to do fun physical things with your body without collapsing in a heap from exhaustion and a heart attack. You want health and well-being and fitness, etc., because it feels good. And you create that by enjoying your delicious desires of being healthy and full of energy and feeling young and vital and feeling and looking fit and sexy. With the fitness level to walk and run and hike and ski and ride bikes and climb mountains and do yoga, etc., that you desire. Why do I want to be healthy and fit? Well, so that I can wake up in the morning and feel rested and energized, and I can go walking and running and hiking and swimming and see and do amazing things and travel and scuba dive and skydive and snow ski and paraglide and make love for days and climb the Matterhorn and dance all night long. And mostly so I can feel good. And you can't instantly manifest a hard body with a six-pack and perfect ass and muscles galore and immense fitness right this second. But you can enjoy the feelings of being and doing and having those fun things. And you can enjoy having that fit, sexy body right now in your mind, thoughts, and feelings. And that's how you will create that healthy, fit, sexy body, by doing a daily mind emotion workout, by enjoying that fit, sexy body now in your mind, in your thoughts, in your affirmations, in your visualizations, in your morning hour of power. You got to start every day by doing, you know, 10 reps of riches curls, and 10 reps of money squats, and 10 reps of relationship presses, and 10 reps of fitness imagining push-ups. You got to every day build success and wealth and lover and health and fitness momentum to train your mind to always think about your joyful desires rather than doing what humanity typically does and have taught you to do, which is to think about the things that they don't want and don't like. And then, of course, go on a rampage to try to kill off and destroy and judge and imprison what they don't like and don't want. Or simply put, your daily regimen, starting your day and then maintaining that focus throughout your day, is to focus on your joyful, delicious desires. Think about what you want and enjoy the delicious, juicy, wonderful feelings of being, doing, and having those desires, and pay no attention to what you don't want. And when you are confronted with things that you don't like and don't want, like a lack of finances or a lack of love or a lack of fitness, etc., just pivot around and say, okay, that's what I don't want. I'm very clear about what I don't want. So what do I want? What do I really want in this situation? Thank you, empty bank account and empty bed and lack of health and lack of fitness, for showing me what I clearly do not want. Thanks, Mike. Now, what do I really want? Well, first I want to feel good, and it doesn't feel good staring at unwanted things. It doesn't feel good to stare at my zero bank account. It doesn't feel good to stare at my empty bed. But it feels great imagining wanted things. It feels great imagining lots of money in the bank and being able to play with that money and do fun things with that money. And it feels good to imagine that gorgeous, beautiful lover and doing fun things with that lover. So thanks again, lack of money, lack of success, lack of lover, lack of friends, lack of freedom, etc., for showing me what I don't want so that I can be very clear about what I do want. So what do I want? Well, I want more money. I want lots of money. I want to be rich. I want the relief of having no financial worries whatsoever. I want to buy my own house. I want to pay off my house with cash. I want a new car. I want to be able to pay for it with cash. I want a new boat. I want to be able to buy it with cash. I want freedom. I want a gorgeous, fabulous lover to play with and have fun with and make love with and talk to and share wonderful memories with and travel together and go on romantic weekends together. I want a lover to, you know, do fun, intimate, joyful, exciting, fun things. And I want a fit, healthy, energized body to be able to do fun things with every single day. So, all day, be asking yourself, what do I want? When you experience someone being rude to you, you know, what do you want? Well, you want nice people around you, don't you? You want to be treated respectfully. You want to be honored. You want to be, you know, you just want to be surrounded by nice, generous, caring people. Your first response may be, well, I don't want rude people in my life. But that's not what you do want. That's what you don't want. So what do you want? You want nice, fun, generous, caring, adorable, sweet, lovely, loving, fun people in your life. If someone steals from you, or a business deal or investment goes south, or someone is dishonorable or corrupt or deceptive, etc., well, what do you want? Well, what you want are generous, honest, open, abundance-oriented, caring, professional, financially responsible, honorable people with the emotion and integrity, who are easy to work with and easy to do business with and easy to create with. Why do you want the lover in your bed and the wonderful loving friendships and relationships with family and children? Well, to feel good, to do fun things with fun people, to create amazing things together and experiences and have, joy of loving each other and helping each other and supporting each other and sharing wonderful memories together and just for the fun of it. So if you're staring at relationships that are currently in your life that are less than desirable, ask yourself, well, that's what I don't want, but what do I want? Well, first of all, I want to feel good. And staring at undesirable relationships and focusing on undesirable character traits in my lover or friends or bosses or coworkers or parents or siblings or children, etc., is no fun. So I'm just not going to do that. So what feels good? Well, it feels good to focus on the positive aspects of people, to focus on what is working well and thriving, to focus on things in people that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. What feels good is to focus on my positive, happy, healthy relationships. What feels good is to imagine having wonderful, caring, generous, open, loving relationships with everyone. What feels good is imagining living with a lovely, gorgeous, fun, open, unconditionally loving, generous, considerate lover and having friends and coworkers and bosses and business partners, etc., with similar character traits that are fun to play with and generous and caring, etc., etc. So what feels good is to focus on the positive character traits of everyone, and what feels bad that I, you know, won't do is focus on anyone's supposed faults or judge anyone for any reason, because that feels bad and because it doesn't help them, it doesn't help me, and it certainly does not help our relationship improve. So I'm going to look at everyone and everything with rose-colored glasses. I'm only going to look for and see only the positive things in people. And if I can't find anything positive in someone, well, I'm going to find someone who is easy to like, love, and appreciate to focus on rather than the person that's not easy to like, love, and appreciate. I don't have to try and bend things into shape bend people into shape so that I can have a happy response to that improved condition. That's just way too hard and way too much work. I mean, I like ease. I like easy relationships. I like easy money. I like easy manifestations. So I would rather just focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. It's no fun to try and love the terrorist, but it's a lot of fun to love my dog. It's no fun to try and love corruption and injustice, but it's a lot of fun loving nature. I don't need bad things to improve to feel better. I can feel good regardless of external conditions, and I can feel good focusing on external conditions that are good already, that I would like more of. I can feel good even if my friend or lover or potential lover or family member or child or parent or sibling or coworker or politician, etc., doesn't do what I'd like them to do to make me happy, because it's not their job to make me happy. And I don't want to give them the power over me to be the source of my happiness. I am in charge of my own happiness, and I'm going to be happy no matter what anyone else is doing. So, if you're struggling with a certain person, well, you've got a conflict with someone, or, you know, you've got an undesirable situation, or you're struggling to accomplish something, or just not having fun with a person or a situation or a business or a job, etc., etc., well, just ask the magic question. What do I want? Your first response, of course, is always to feel good. I want a happy, open, considerate, generous, easy, fun experience with this person, or this job, or this business, or this relationship, or this creative endeavor. I want ease and joy and fun. I want easy success and easy, fun wealth and easy and fun profit. I want excitement and generosity and abundance and inspiration and easy creativity and easy business and easy profit from my businesses and investments and easy profit from my creative endeavors and my jobs and labor, etc., etc. I like the feeling of things going easy in my life and relationships and business. I like fun, generous, open, kind, caring, loving people. I like the feeling of everything always going my way. Money flows to me easily. Amazing, kind, generous, fun, open, prosperous, caring people flow to me easily. Amazing, profitable, easy, fun projects and businesses and investments and inspiring creative projects flow to me easily. Now, the other question you want to ask yourself is, how do I want to feel about this? Well, the response is always the same. You want to feel good about that person or that situation, or you want to feel good in general. So how can I feel good about that person or this person or, you know, that relationship? Well, I could focus on that person's positive qualities. Yeah. I could imagine us getting along absolutely swimmingly and having fun and being cooperative and thriving together. Even if that's not currently happening. Doesn't matter. I can imagine it. And I can enjoy the beautiful thoughts of that happening. Or you can ask this question. How can I feel good about this situation? Well, I can imagine myself having fun learning how to do this and getting easy and instant results from this. I can enjoy imagining easy, fun results from my work and my focus, etc. I can imagine getting amazing creative ideas from this work or this focus. I can imagine experiencing the relief that comes from clarity and knowing what needs to be done for easy and fun success. I can imagine being in a general state of joy where even mundane and seemingly boring things, well, they just don't seem boring and mundane because they're just steps on the journey to where I want to go and where I want to be. And I can be excited about where I want to go and where I want to be. And this is just, as, you know, maybe it feels a little bit boring, but I can be excited about the journey on the way to the top of the mountain. Yes, I want the money and the honey and the fitness and the freedom and the travel and the adventures and the time and the cars and the houses and the experiences right now, but not really. I really don't want everything to manifest immediately because then I would just miss out on the adventure of creating my desires and I would just go into overwhelm because I would just have too much at once. And I would be, you know, overwhelmed if I had everything right now, like some sort of lifetime lottery, and then I would probably just freak out and feel stressed. Then it would be like, okay, well, now what? You know, I've gotten everything. If I had everything, then I'd probably be bored. Anyway, regardless, I'm here for the creating, the joy of creating, not just to amass creations. I don't need to have lots of stuff to feel good about myself. I can feel good no matter what I have or don't have. The excitement is why I am here on planet Earth. The excitement of creating my desires into physical reality. Then the excitement of, you know, playing with those fun toys that I attracted and manifested. And then the excitement of having more desires and more desires. And the excitement of manifesting those desires. And the excitement of those manifestations being in my life. And then those manifestations inspiring a desire for more manifestations. And then, of course, going on the adventure of creating those desires. So my master key, my master focus, is to look for and find the vibrational feeling of my desire that is independent physical reality. To look for and feel for and guide my thoughts towards good feeling emotions. Because the only reason I want anything is for the joy of it. All I really want is to feel good. Because feeling good is the only real thing. It is the only timeless thing. It is the only real thing because it's the only thing that's mine. External things are not me. They're just things that I've attracted. They're just things that excite me and bring me joy or not. Success, fame, riches, toys, houses, lovers, family, friends, careers, etc. Well, they're just things that I either like or I don't like. That either bring me joy or don't bring me joy. They're all just games to play and things to experience and people to experience with. And people to play games with for the experience and for the feeling and for the joy of it. Everything I want is for the joyful feeling of being it, doing it, or having it. Or the joyful feelings of doing fun things with it. But my joy is not dependent on these things or these situations or these people. It is my choice how I'm going to feel in relationship to anyone or anything. And regardless of whether that person, thing, or situation is likable and desirable or not, I'm going to feel good by thinking good feeling thoughts and focusing on good feeling things. And the great thing about feeling good being my primary focus and making feeling good independent of external reality is I get to have fun every step of the journey towards manifesting what I want. And every step of this journey can be easy and exciting and inspiring, and I get to feel my magnificence because I'm focused in such positive ways, which is the best feeling imaginable, which is ultimately what I want. Yes, I want to feel good in general. I want to feel good on the journey of creating what I want, and I want the joy of having what I want, but most of all, I want the immensely powerful, exciting, inspiring, beautiful, blissful, magnificent ecstasy of feeling my own unlimited, all-powerful source. Of feeling the unlimited, immortal, omnipotent power that I truly am as God's source, all that is, all that I am. So, here's the wrap-up of the master key to creating abundance. Your step-by-step game plan to achieving non-stop joy, health, wealth, and fulfillment. So, number one, feel good. And you do that by choosing good-feeling thoughts every day. You start your hour of power in the morning to get momentum started thinking good feeling thoughts. My top, A number one, daily priority is then feel good and choose good feeling thoughts to feel better all day. So what good feeling thoughts can I choose to feel better right now? What can I focus on that feels good? Such as, what is easy to like, love, and appreciate in life? What people are easy to like, love, and appreciate? What character traits in people are easy to like, love, and appreciate? What is thriving and working well in my life? Or in general, on planet Earth? Whatever you can come up with, focus on that. To always feel good. Because anytime you're focusing on anything in a positive way, on anything that's thriving and growing, working well, and is easy to like, love, and appreciate, you're always going to feel good. Number two, what do I want and why do I want it? Well, this is my moment-by-moment question that will always get me back to my top priority of feeling good. Well, what do I want? Of course, the answer is always to feel good. Why do I want it? To feel good, to be happy. I want the money and the honey and the health and the et cetera to, you know, to do fun things, to feel good, to be happy. Number three, pay no attention to unwanted things. Focus on what I want and why I want it. And pay no attention to what I don't want except for the clarity that what I don't want gives me about what I do want. Number four, I am in charge of how I feel, not anything or anyone outside of me. I can't change external reality, and I don't need to change external reality so that I can feel good. I don't need external reality or anybody outside of me to change or improve so that I can have a better feeling response. I can feel good regardless of external reality and external conditions and what anyone else is doing. I am in charge of how I feel, not anyone else or anything outside of me. And I don't need anyone to change or act differently so that I can feel good. What, you know, so like in regards to a specific person, you can say inside your head, what you're doing is not in charge of how I feel in regards to news and terrorism and crappy things that people are doing on planet Earth. Just say to yourself, what that person is doing is not in charge of how I feel. Number five, my source, of course. I will choose better feeling thoughts to get closer and closer to who I truly am as source, because there is no greater feeling than feeling my unlimited, all-powerful, divine magnificence, to feel the full power of who I truly am as source. And the better feeling thought choices that I make in life, in a moment-to-moment basis, the more in alignment I am and will be to my source's true nature of infinite abundance and well-being. And the bonus for doing that is I get all of the goodies I desire. I manifest, I will attract all of the wonderful goodies that I desire to make this adventure of being in a human body a ton of fun. And finally, the wrap-up of the wrap-up, to make the steps even simpler. What do I want? And why do I want it? To feel good. And so I will choose good-feeling thoughts about and focus upon anything or anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, which feels good. I will choose positive, open, loving, generous, unlimited, abundant-oriented thoughts that feel good, and I will pay zero attention to unwanted things that feel bad to think about. That's your roadmap to everything that you desire. That's your roadmap to all of the love and joy and well-being and abundance and fulfillment that you desire. And this roadmap is easy to follow because you have your very own emotional guidance system, your infallible emotional guidance system that is always telling you where you are heading based on how you are feeling, which is simply, if you feel good, you're on track to joy, well-being, and abundance. And if you feel bad, you are on the road to struggle, hardship, lack, and no fun at all. Or to wrap up the wrap-up of the wrap-up, feel good is good. Feel bad feels bad. Thinking good thoughts feels good. Thinking bad thoughts feels bad. Pretty fucking simple. Feeling bad? No worries. Just find a way to feel good. Life could not be more simple. Yet society has complicated the shit out of life and made it a big game of power and control and prove your worth and earn your way into heaven, etc. And all of that is complete and utter bullshit because no one came to planet Earth for any reason other than to have a ton of fun creating fun stuff and having fun doing fun stuff and having wonderful experiences with wonderful fun people. Because life is all about feeling, not who has the most success or the most toys or who's the most pure or the most spiritual or who can prove their worthiness. Because no worthiness needs to be proven to anyone because we are all immortal gods and goddesses. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is complete and utter freedom. And the result is never-ending expansion. And we are completely unconditionally supported by Source to create absolutely anything we desire. Nothing that we desire is ever judged by God's Source. So, with all that in mind, have some freaking fun already creating fun stuff on planet Earth. That's in order. That is the purpose of life. That's why you're here on planet Earth. No other reason. To have fun and more fun and have lots of fun, desiring fun things, and then enjoying the fun journey of creating those fun things into physical reality, and then having new desires to create new things and having fun creating those things, and then enjoying those fun things, and then having more fun and more fun and more fun forever. All right. So, I hope you enjoyed the master key to creating abundance, which of course basically is feel prosperous regardless of your physical reality. If you did enjoy it, and I know you did because it was freaking amazing, bless your friends by forwarding them this video or this podcast. Rant and rave about it, please. Help your friends, because you like your friends, don't you? And you want your friends to be happy, and you want them to prosper. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel and subscribe to my podcast channel, which is The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more, for tons of self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakyron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you live. Thanks again for listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!